So what you were saying is, if too much of you breaks, you won't be my best friend anymore.
Buddy, I'll always be your best friend, long after the both of us are gone.
Is Bo going to be okay?
No, Ez. He's not.
Are you sad for your friend?
Very. He was a very good robot. A sad robot in the end, but a really good one. Ezra put his hand over his heart.
I'll keep him in here, so we can live on, like he said.
God, I fucking love this kid. I touch my chest, above where most humans think their heart is. Yeah, buddy. Me too. We walked silently for another moment, Ezra clearly chewing on something. What is it? I asked him. He knew when I asked him that I wanted to know what was on his mind.
What was it like, killing another robot?
What was it like then, or what is it like now?
Both,
he said. It wasn't like anything when I did it. I just did it. I was scared. For you, for me, for Bo. Then when she was dying, and clearly dying badly, I felt pity for her, and I put her out of her misery.
You felt sorry for her? She tried to kill us.
Yeah, she did.
I don't feel sorry for her.
You should.
Why?
Because, I said, all thinking things deserve pity and understanding. You and I are just trying to survive, so we killed her. Well, she is just trying to survive the same way we are. This situation put us at odds against one another, but under other circumstances, we were friends. I liked Hattie, until I didn't. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Are we good guys, or are we bad guys?
We're good guys.
Well, good guys only do terrible things when their lives depend on it, and we have to feel bad about them afterward.
Why?
Because otherwise, we become the bad guys. And if there is one thing Pounce and Ezra aren't, it's what?
Fucking bad guys!